It's these guys are so beloved. We're talking about wrestlers, and we are so honored to have a wrestler in studio today that is beloved by so many people. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a famous Rikishi, and thank you for coming by today. I tell you what, you are massively popular and the following, but all you wrestlers are beloved. I understand you were in Memphis on Saturday. Crowd went crazy for you down there, huh?
Yes, it was. You know, first of all, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Tennessee. I love Nashville. Love Memphis. So you know, it was. I was just there in Memphis at the Grizzlies game. I was with the King, and it was an emotional night. It was a happy night, emotional night, being that you know, notice I've never been to an NBA game.
Really?
And to be able to have my first NBA game here in Memphis, Tennessee, with the King was very emotional. As we know, my best friend in the business was Brian Lawler, Grandmaster Sexy, and it was a surprise guest. And I came in to be his partner that night in memory of Brian.
Wow.
And we actually won the championship belt over there as a tag team. So it was a great night. And, you know, shout out to the Grizzlies out there. For putting on a platform like that for us to be able to come out and share with the people of Memphis, Tennessee, and Tennessee in general, just to say thank you. And I miss all of you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw the crowd. Somebody sent me a video. The crowd just went crazy for you. And it's everywhere you guys go. I mean, you are so beloved all around the world. Matt, can you put a finger on why you guys are so revered? Even years after.
Well, I guess, I mean, today, nowadays, past, present, and future, the fans are, they're all smart to what we do. Meaning that, you know, there's so much out there that behind the scenes now, there is no behind the scenes. We go out there, we put our bodies on the line 24/7. A lot of sacrifices, 365 days out the year. The show goes on. And then to see, you know, to see years later, fast forward later, that you're able to see some of the greats out there, you know, to be able to still walk and not be in a wheelchair, not being you're affected mentally, you know, bodily from the business. And I think that, you know, the fans appreciate that. They understand what we go through. They understand how our bodies are affected in this business. And I always say this, when I see other wrestlers, you know, I see one of our guys here, Charlie used to be around. You know, every time I see one of the boys is what we call it, I'm always just happy to see you, meaning that we made it. And in our own way is that, you know, man, it's just good to see you, you know, you're walking, you're not damaged from the business, because at 30, at any given moment, 30 seconds, you can really, you know, really end your career, get hurt. And so at the end of the day, no matter how much of a professional you are, that 3/4 plywood and those steel posts, they win every night. I guarantee you that, you know.
Rikishi is with us. And Joe said you were massively popular. I'm just going to say you're massive. I mean, you.
Well, thank you to Waffle House. Yeah. but shout out to Waffle House.
Yeah, but your agility, it's your size, was sort of a lot of your calling card, wasn't it?
Well, you know, from growing up at an early age, I was always active in football.
Yeah.
I was always active, you know, for my agility and speed. I'd like to give credit to me playing basketball. And, you know, doing that, that really helped me. As I, you know, came into the industry, not to mention your uncle's offense, he could whooping your ass every time and you're not getting it right. But you know what I mean? It really helped me as far as when I came into the industry. It helped me, you know, be able to, you know, move the way I do. But, you know, you also, it's knowledge too as well. You know, you know how to cut that ring down short where you're not running the ropes that much or when you don't need to run it. So everything comes from the training. And I want to say, you know, thank you to. It's no secret that my uncle Zafa and Sika broke me into the business, all the way from Yokozuna to, I mean, the family, the Samoan Dynasty family is the biggest family in professional wrestling today. So
yeah, I was going to ask you.
I've been trained good.
The Samoan Dynasty with your cousin, the Head Shrinkers, and the World Tag Team Championship, and then the WWE Hall of Fame in 2015. What an honor!
Well, you know what? To me, I'm sorry. To me, to be able to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, it's a way for me to understand that the fans throughout the world has recognized those that are being inducted of their hard work. Now, there's some in there that maybe that some of the fans don't, you know, understand why they're in there, and neither do I. But at the end of the day, you know, it's they appreciate the hard work. And I want to say this, thank you to all the fans that has followed the Samoan Dynasty, past, present, and future. We really appreciate all the support through the years. And know this, that every time, because the way we were trained, the Samoan Dynasty bloodline, every time we came out those curtains, it was 125%. Otherwise, we'd get back there and get our asses whooped by Alfonseca, you know, for embarrassing the family.
Rikishi with us. Yes. Zanies tonight at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30. And with Zanies, what are you doing with the stand-up now?
Well, I just came out of it's weird how I just fell into this thing. You know, there you go. The boys in the industry of professional wrestling, at any given time, any door can open. I just came off a big, huge show called The World's Best on CBS, and I was one of the 50 judges from around the world. It's kind of like America's Got Talent. 50 judges from around the world, and I represented Samoa, our home of Samoa. And, you know, when you're locked up and you're shooting these seasons, you're with you know, a whole bunch of different people from around the world. And I actually just met this comic a guy from South Africa. And, you know, when he started telling his jokes, speaking about what he does, and then when I was telling him a few stories about wrestling, he was laughing. So I was like, well, if I can make this professional expert comic guy laugh, then I think I got a chance to, you know. And I've always seen Mick Foley, Jake the Snake, and those that are going into it. And I think it's, for me, it's personal to be able to be on a platform like this at the comedy clubs, because I'm intimate. It's that, like, I feel like I'm sitting in the living room with my family and just telling my story. And the most thing that they want to know about, and why I don't know, is the stink face. Who loved it? Who loved it? And who didn't love it? Who got hot? Who was pissed off? Who was, you know? And then, you know, I'm gonna leave it like this, on the edge like this.
Yes,
it is like this. There's three thongs that I wear. One, I never take out the bag. Always in that sandwich bag. Then you got the mediocre thong that I hang up after I use it. Then you got the clean ones. So that story there, you're here tonight at Zany, so make sure you push up tonight.
All right, so you've performed in front of tens of thousands of people on that TV show, The World's Best. Did you ever, when you walk out on stage, they're close. Did you ever get a little nervous?
No, I don't. You know, again, you know, I just did my first one out in San Francisco, California, where I was born and raised, came back 30 years later, inducted into the Hall of Fame. And to start over there, my Rikishi in Your Face tour, man, it was just, you know, honestly, I just felt like I was sitting with family. You know, it was that type of atmosphere. I wasn't stage fright or nothing like that. You know, it was just me telling my story. And as they were asking their questions, the fans were asking their questions, this was the time for them to really to hear my answer. So it was, you know, I feel at home when I'm going to these comedy clubs across the country.
Well, I think it's fantastic, the fact that you're doing this, because you talked about that a while ago. We've got, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan's come through. And
shout out.
Diamond Dallas Page, and these guys come through. Yeah. And they just, we just get so into their stories that we lose track of time.
Well, you know what? I think we've started a new trend here as far as, you know, professional wrestling. We have a whole new different following, a cult, a following. I mean, Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, it's live every week. 15 million people watches this. And so for those fans there, for us to come into comedy clubs, it just makes it feel like we're coming home, where we can all sit together. We can laugh about a few things. They can hear about the stories. I mean, my stories, it's my life is what I'm seeing on stage. And there's times where I look on out in the comedy club, people are crying, you know, because, you know, you finally hear what we actually go through. And so for me, it's like that platform, it's all out there. You know, you ask the question, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to tell you my story straight up, whether it's funny or not. But at the end of the day, you're going to know the man, Rikishi, who he is and what he is about. All the way from my family, from Roman Reigns to the Usos, my sons that are there, my uncles often seek what we eat. You know, what is my daily, you know, my daily routine? What am I doing now? So you're going to get all that, you know. And I'm just so happy that to be able to come into these type of platforms, it's good. It's a good thing. It's healing for me.
Sure.
And hopefully it's fun for the fans.
The doors open at 5:30 at Zany's tonight. Go there at 5:30, eat and have a good time. At 7 o'clock, you at the stage. Now, what do you call home now? Because you travel so much. What's home?
Well, I'm in Los Angeles, California. I opened up an academy. It's been well over a decade. And this is one thing that they say in the industry, when you walk away, you're done. Well, I haven't even walked away. My calling now is to be able to teach kids at our academy. It's knoxpro.com, KNOKXPRO.com. And I train kids, teach them the ins and outs of professional wrestling. I want to give them the knowledge, the true knowledge of pro wrestling, because it's not PlayStation. A lot of the kids come through, you know, they think is what they see on the video game, that's what they can do. No.
Right.
It doesn't. I tell them that three-quarter plywood and those steel poles, they win every night. So by the time they come through, and I'm honest with these kids when they come through. You know, I was once that kid, had a dream to, man, maybe I can be like my uncles. Maybe I can be like Jimmy Superfly Snuka. But when they come through, some make it. Some don't. But at the end of the day, when you walk away and you understand what professional wrestling has saved my life, then you're going to understand that you can either be a bit better person and make the right choices, or you can put in the work, the hard work, what it takes to be successful in this hardcore industry that is just, I mean, you have to be really the strong survive in this industry to be able to really make it.
WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi, he is at Zany's tonight. As Joe mentioned, 5:30, the doors open, 7 o'clock, the show. I got to go back to Stingface. The first time that ever happened, what prompted you? Where the genesis of your most famous move?
Well,
how did that...
Well, I mean,
how did that come about?
Have you seen my rump shaker?
I'd like to.
I mean, you're wearing a thong out there.
Yeah, I got you.
It's all hanging out there, you know? And I still, to this day, I have no idea who this old lady is. I've yet to talk to her. I'd like to give credit to her. But she's out there in Mobile, Alabama. And, you know, we all remember, rest his soul, Ray Traylor, the big boss man. Some of the kids might not remember, but us OGs, we remember Big Boss Man. And so it just happened at a house show out in Mobile, Alabama. And I gave Big Boss Man a bump into the corner. And I didn't know he fell down in the corner, like in sitting position, steam face position. And all I could just hear was a voice in 20,000 people.
Rikishi! Rikishi! Stick your ass in his face.
And so when you see me turning to the left slowly, I'm looking for that lady or that voice. Where is it coming from? And that's what you see on the video. Every time I turn slowly, look around. And so I turn around, seen Boss Man in the corner, and there he was. I've noticed every time I took a step towards him, towards that corner, is what we call the pop in the business. That pop is like a volcano erupting. Took the next step. It got louder. The next step. The closer and closer you can barely hear everybody just screaming their heads off.
Yes.
And in this business, when you find something that works, well, baby, you better use it until it doesn't work anymore. And this was on a Sunday. I gave him the stink face on Sunday, and the whole world seen it on Monday because I introduced it on Monday Night Raw. So A shout out to the old lady out there that's in Mobile, Alabama. You know who I'm talking about. I have no idea who it is, but thank you. You know.
All right, we're going to keep you in studio. We got some questions about Nashville. We want to ask you about how Nashville in the pro wrestling world, how important Nashville is with a few things. Rikishi in studio. He's at Zany's tonight. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a fun night. More with Rikishi. We come back right here. Nashville Sports Radio.
Greg loves the biscuit bar. Big Joe loves the oatmeal. We all love Kitchen Notes.
It's Greg Puck, Big Joe, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie Rikishi is our guest. He is at Zany's tonight. And I didn't realize you had Nick Saban with your entourage here. I mean.
Well, listen, he pulled up, man. I like to send a plug and a shout out to All Stars Limousines. Man, this thing was huge, man. It was like a moving club, you know. So if you ever want some first class type of limousine service, check them out. Go to allstarslimousines.com.
That's very
tell them
cool.
Kishi sent you.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. All right. Nashville has been a. For example, we'll go back. The Rock moved here. He went to my high school.
Okay.
A year after I left. But his dad came here to wrestle. There's a lot of famous wrestlers have come through this area, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. So Nashville's played an important role. But I'm sure there's a lot of cities. I mean, you're from San Francisco out there. You got your start. But Nashville seems to have a little piece of the wrestling history for us growing up here, which I think is fantastic.
Well, man, when you say, you know, Nashville, Tennessee, Memphis, just Tennessee in general, we're talking Memphis, we're talking Nashville, we're talking Knoxville.
Yes.
I mean, Nashville talent, there's so much talent that's out here. This is where all the professional wrestlers, if you want to learn charisma, if you want to learn how to showboat, how to entertain, you can tell those that were trained in Tennessee. You know, I mean, there's so many greats that came out. I mean, one of the greats myself is Tommy Wildfire Rich. I ain't seen him in a while. You know, and if Tommy, if you're listening, man, I love you. I hope to see you one day. And we're talking Jerry the King Lawler. I mean, the list goes on and on, past, present, and future. There's so many independent kids out here that are still running Tennessee. And listen, you guys are in the right place. Make sure that you're being taught by those that know and understand the industry because, you know, Tennessee to me is one of my favorite places. To be able to work with those that I know that were trained here.
Who is your favorite wrestler of all? A guy that you saw was like, man, this is amazing.
Man, it was Jimmy Superfly Snuka. He was before Hulk Hogan's time back in the day. I mean, I know my brother, and I'm going to set the record straight. First of all, my brother is the legendary Tonga Kid. No, we're not twins. We just look alike and we're brothers. But he was the first, he was the reason why I got into professional wrestling. Back in the day in Madison Square Garden, it was Jimmy Snuka, the Tonga Kid, versus Roddy Piper and Cowboy Bob Orton. You remember that angle?
Yes.
All right. So, let alone, till this day, I am proud to say that my brother, the Tonga Kid, he's 17 years old, the youngest pro wrestler to ever sell out the Madison Square Garden record, still holds today. But he was the one when he brought me there and I was able to watch, you know, at Madison Square Garden. I was watching him, but I was looking at all the fans around there in New York City at the Garden, like cheering this kid on. And from there on, dude, I got the itch to be able to do what I'm doing today. And, you know, I'm so grateful that my brother was able to take me there. I mean, especially when I seen the draw that he got from Arnold Skolin, he came back and he says, can I have a draw now? They gave him $5,000 cash. I looked at it. I said, okay, it's time for me to go train too now.
Do you have children, a son that's in it?
Yes, the Usos.
Yeah.
That are my son's the tag team champions now. They've been there for 11 years. They're going into WrestleMania. And also my cousin, the Roman Reigns, that's out there. So, man, You know, I always get this question, like, you know, why is so many Samoan dynasty in professional wrestling? It's like, well, I don't know. I guess, you know, just coming up from underneath that tree, we love the industry, you know, and I'd like to say that we're good at it. Our heart, it's in the right place. Our mind is in the right place. And it just this bloodline just keeps continuing to go on. So I got a new son that's also, he's also training as well. His name is Sefa Fatu, and he's coming into the industry. Believe me, I try to steer my kids away from the industry. I want them, they're all athletes, they played football and so forth, and I thought at age 53 that I'll be on the sideline on the NFL game watching my kids play. But no, I'm sitting there watching WWE Network, watching them in WrestleMania on the pay-per-view. Then I'm talking to the TV. You're doing that wrong.
Have you ever thought about what your life would have been like had you not gone wrestling?
I'd probably be a preacher, man.
Really?
Yes, sir. I come from I'm a preacher. My mother's a preacher's daughter. I've been around church. My grandfather's he's a pastor, Afonseca's father. And so, yeah, it's always, you know, I think that I believe that God has his way to be able to point a person a purpose in their life. And he utilized me to be able to come to, you know, do what I do in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And the platform that I take from professional wrestling, I love going to, you know, I see myself with the academy teaching kids and then also motivational speaking. And to be able to, you know, kids nowadays, you know, they, to me, they all need to learn conversations. That we can start to understand each other just by speaking and just having a conversation with each other. And I think if we start there, that we can definitely solve a lot of problems that's going on.
I'm with you 100%. You will be WrestleMania 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Heading up there?
I'm actually headed up to WrestleCon. I'll be there on Friday and Saturday. And we all know that WrestleMania is the Super Bowl of the year of pro wrestling. And so I'm really looking forward. This is going to be the first time that me and my brother, the Tonga Kid, is going to be doing a VIP signing up there.
Nice.
In New York City. So all I got to do is just follow me on the Instagram and so forth. It's just Rikishi, and they'll get all the information there. So I'm looking forward to coming back to the Big Apple, especially with my brother. It's been 20-something years since we've even done a signing. And this is the beautiful thing about pro wrestling, especially for the fans, is to be able to come together like that because they would never see that. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And to give that type of opportunity and to be a part of a convention like that, to us, we were always taught the fans first.
That's the way it should be. All right, we'll take one quick break. You see, we'll come back and tell you where you can see Rikishi tonight in Nashville. That's right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bow down before his tweeting dominance. It's at Big Joe on the Go on Nashville Sports Radio.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazus. Rikishi in studio with us, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, and is at Zany's tonight. Doors open at 5:30. Show is at 7 o'clock. There's general admission, but also limited to 50 VIP tickets, reserved seating in the section closest to the stage, and more importantly, because all the seats in there are close to the stage, and Zany's, that's what's cool about it, and a meet and greet with you as well. So that'd be pretty cool tonight at Zany's.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. You know, this is a the first time I'm coming to Zany's. And I want to send a shout out to as well to the Zany staff. Thank you. They hooked the big man up, took care of me. I was in a beautiful, I thought I was in a hotel. They got me into a nice condominium, man, and it's just a beautiful place. And shout out to the staff in Zany's.
Well, and Lucy here, the sweetheart.
Lucy.
Yes.
That's my girl, Lucy. Thank you. Taking care of the booty, man.
What's the oddest request you've gotten for an autograph from somebody who comes up and meets you?
Can I stink face them? That's when you feel kind of funny, like, okay, I don't even know how to take this, you know what I mean? I've had people come with thongs for me to sign and wanted me to turn around, me to sign their buttocks. And all. I said, but the Sharpie, you're not going to have this forever if I sign it. You're going to have to take a shower at some time in point. So it's just awkward. But, you know, it's a good time to when we do the meet and greets. I love hearing their stories, man. You know, for them to come up and just tell me their most favorite moment of Rikishi.
I think it's great. Isn't it great, though, when you can see, like, John Cena and The Rock and other guys that make it in the movie industry? Because, again, you guys are all one big family. They're doing great. You guys are doing great.
Well, hey, I mean, it's the doors that open from professional wrestling. I mean, you know, you utilize that platform to be able to go into other things such as comedy clubs, such as movies and stuff. And listen, Rock, I'm sure all the celebrities back there in L.A. or those that were top-notch celebrities, when they ran into The Rock took over Hollywood.
Yes.
I mean, it's that work ethic of going out there nonstop shooting movie after movie after movie, countless hours of shooting, and all that comes from just professional wrestling. That's what we do. We don't know when to slow down. You slow down when you ain't got food on the table. It's what we call break bread. You know, so yes, for all the boys that are now doing the movie Hollywood thing, hey, get out there and get it. It's easier than taking bumps.
There tonight at Zany's, Rikishi, 5:30. The doors open 7 o'clock. Rikishi, thank you for coming by, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, give Joe the stink face just for me, please.
Time to go.
Time to go.
Waffle Thank House, you. Here I come.
Go to Waffle House, then give him the stink face.
He might get the dead thong.